Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game 4 of 6 between the visiting San Jose Giants and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Friday night baseball here in Fresno between the San Jose Giants and the Fresno Grizzlies, the single affiliates of the San Francisco Giants and the Colorado Rockies. And boy, we have a great matchup for you as these two teams get ready to battle in game 4 of 6. A great night for baseball here in downtown Fresno. And boy, are we excited for this one. Well, so far the Grizzlies have won the first 3 games of this 6-game series. And last night, the Grizzlies kept their home winning streak alive at Chuck Chancey Park, thundering past the Giants 6-2. This marked the Grizzlies' 6th straight home win and 5th victory in 6 chances against the Giants this season. Fresno took an early advantage after scoring 5 runs in the 3rd inning, which was the most runs for the Grizzlies in a single inning this year. They brought 9 batters to the dish. Jesus Bugarin smoked a bases-loaded triple to left center, and he waltzed home on a Cole Stillwell RBI double. Later, an insurance run by Brian Betancourt on a double plated Ryan Ritter, and the Grizzlies held the Giants to just 2 runs, a wild pitch and a solo shot from Thomas Gavello. But Michael Perseki, 6 innings of 1-run ball. He allowed just 3 hits and 1 walk while striking out 7. Persecki's lone run came in on the wild pitch, and he had both career highs in innings and strikeouts. Will Kepner got the loss as the Grizzlies won last night by a score of 6-2. They won on Wednesday night by a score of 3-1, and they won on Tuesday by a score of 5-1. So the Grizzlies have now won 3 straight against the San Jose Giants. Well, that brings us to tonight, and boy, we have a great pitching matchup for you. A pair of 19-year-olds get the ball for Fresno and San Jose. First for the San Jose Giants, it'll be Jeromy Maldonado, who comes in with a record of 0-0 and 8.31 ERA. And he will battle the Grizzlies right-hander in Jordy Vargas, the number 13 prospect in the Rockies system. He has a 1-0 record of 4.80 ERA. And that's the pitching matchup for tonight. Should be a good one. A lot of stuff going on here at Chuck Chancey Park. Lot of great entertainment here at the ballpark. So it should be a lot of fun. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with the president of the Fresno Grizzlies, Derek Franks, and we talked all about the first couple games here at Chuck Chancey Park. We talked about some upcoming promotions, including one that Derek is very excited about, Pro Wrestling Night on Sunday. And we also talked about Tequila Fest on May 20th. When we come back after this break, we'll have that interview with Grizzlies president Derek Franks. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Interview with Derek Franks in 3, 2, 1. Bringing Grizzlies president Derek Franks, thanks for joining me on this interview.
Thank you, Steven. Glad to be here.
We're a couple weeks into the season now, but what have you seen so far from this year from a fan's perspective, from a promo perspective, entertainment, and of course, baseball?
Yeah, we're really excited so far. I think, you know, when you start off with a fantastic opening night, with wonderful weather, and, great promotions, we're really happy with how the first homestand turned out. Great, happy with where we're at so far in this second one. And, I think that there's so much fun things to come. A lot of chatter about the promotional schedule this year. And, we've had some fun, entertaining games, too. I think a lot of talent on the field. And I know some close games here. But I think as we see the team develop, we're thinking good things this summer.
It's always nice, especially too, when you have a returning coaching staff in general. Mark Brewer is the pitching coach, Justin Wilson as a trainer, and now Steve Solis at the helm. The relationship with all those guys, it's easy for you, right?
Yeah, even though we've got a change in the coaching staff, as you mentioned, we've just got synergy with this group because of the existing coaching staff that is still here. And we love working with this group, and excited for to see what they do the rest of this year. As you know, we've been in the championship the last 2 years and come up short. So I think coming into the season, at least from our perspective, I think Steve Solis feels this way too. Feels like we've got an axe to grind with the Cal League. So it'll be exciting to see what they do.
Absolutely. I know that we can always talk baseball, but I really want to talk about some of these promotions coming up, especially let's start with the up and coming on Sunday, Pro Wrestling Night. I know you're a big wrestling guy. Let's talk a little bit about that Pro Wrestling Night.
You know, everybody that saw the Pro Wrestling promotion reached out to me directly and said, we know this is because of you. And I am a longtime pro wrestling fan. We've always tried to incorporate wrestling into the promotional schedule if we can, or into some of our events like Taco Truck Throwdown. It's a fixture of that. And of course, we're excited to do something interesting this year, which is featuring Eric Bischoff, who, if you're an old wrestling fan, especially from the 90s era with the Monday Night Wars of WCW and WWF at the time, Eric is a legend. He's been an on-screen character and just really he has an awesome podcast that a lot of wrestling fans listen to, is where he talks about the business and recollects that time where he was in a ratings war every Monday night with Vince McMahon. And so as we had this opportunity to have Eric come and be a part of the game, and then we're also hosting a post-game podcast where fans can pay for an extra experience to get a ticket to come to the podcast and get to hear Eric do a live broadcast of the show that many listen to. So really fun experience.
Where can you go to get that special ticket?
Well, the easiest way is FresnoGrizzlies.com. Look for the podcast at the plate at our events at the ballpark. There's a direct link there. There's a $39 general admission, or you can pay $79 and you get an extra meet and greet experience with Eric Bischoff, assigned 8x10, and preferred seating at the podcast taping too, which will last about an hour. And he's bringing in John Alba to do that. So it should feel like either the 83 Weeks or the Strictly Business, one of his two podcasts that I know many listen to.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I have heard there's some rumors that you're going into the ring with Parker T. Bear at some point. I don't know if that's true or not, but we won't say that it's happening, but I have heard rumors about that, so I want to make sure we squash that there. But let's talk about some of non-baseball events, too. We have a big one coming up, Tequila Fest. Can you tell the fans about Tequila Fest?
Yeah, we're excited for May 20th, Tequila Fest. We've been known for Taco Truck Throwdown. We wanted to do another festival, and we've got a really great lineup for this. It's T.I., Rick Ross, Little John are the headline acts. Of course, we're going to, here in the coming weeks, we're going to announce the rest of the lineup, which is primarily going to be local artists and DJs and some stuff to really just make it a well-rounded event. We'll open the gates at 4:30, and the rest of the festivities will be around great local food, and of course tequila and margaritas and mixed drinks to that nature. So we're looking to have a really fun event with lots of attractions and fun things, and a great lineup that I think has not been to Fresno and ever in some cases. I don't know the last time T.I. was here, and many have said they haven't seen Little John or Rick Ross in Fresno, at least in some time. So we're excited about the lineup, and we've had a lot of energy around this event.
Where can you get tickets as well? I know they're going fast.
Yeah, tickets are still available, but they are going fast. We're in that period where like everybody's going, oh, man, everybody likes to wait till the last minute.
Yeah.
And so now we really see things picking up big time. So get your tickets before they're gone. The website is TequilaFestFresno.com. You can get them on FresnoGrizzlies.com too, but this one's got its own website that makes it really simple, TequilaFestFresno.com.
May 20th, so make sure you're getting your tickets for that one. A lot of other really good events down the pipeline as well. I know we've had a lot of great concerts as well this past weekend. Can you guys tell us a little bit more about future events we might have that fans can look forward to? Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, I mean, I think we just had the all-time highest attended event in Chancy Park history this past Saturday with a Spanish concert that had number of acts, most notably Peso Pluma, who is really big sensation right now, and really I think put that event over the mark. And we've got a lot of great shows throughout the summer with the same promoter that's going to bring some a number of great shows. But everyone's been asking about the Savannah Bananas. There was only so many cities. I think they initially booked 36 cities or so.
Yeah.
They may have added some since then, but we were really excited that Fresno was selected amongst many capable and willing cities to bring the world tour there. That's on July 27th. And, it's hard to get tickets. There's a big waiting list, and we've told everybody's calling and asking, how do we get the Bananas tickets? Go to their websites, thesavannahbananas.com, and they are
in control of that event. And so I encourage people to get on the wait list and try to come see the Bananas at Chichester Park. It's going to be really just, I think, once in a blue moon type experience. And hopefully you can see them here in Fresno and not travel somewhere else in the country to see the Bananas.
So as you said, we have a lot of promotions, non-baseball, baseball event. Derek, thanks for taking time for this interview. We'll talk more baseball at some point later this season.
Let's do it again. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, man, dig those wheels.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly.
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chest.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Hello and welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in right here on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and I want to tell a big thank you to the Grizzlies president, Derek Franks, for joining me on the pregame show. Friday night baseball, game 4 of 6 between the visiting San Jose Giants and your Fresno Grizzlies. The Grizzlies come with a record of 11-7. They are tied for first place in the California League Northern Division standings. While the San Jose Giants, they are 10-8. They are in second place, just one game back of these Fresno Grizzlies. But these Grizzlies have taken the first 3 games of this series. The Grizzlies have only allowed 4 runs over the 3 games, and the starting pitchers have gone 6 innings and have allowed 1 run or less in all 3 quality starts for them in this series. Fresno's had some key home runs, Ryan Ritter a couple nights ago, E.J. Andrews Jr., and last night a big triple as well from Jesus Bouguerin. So the Grizzlies getting some timely hits. They're also pitching very, very well. So that brings us to tonight's pitching matchup, and we have a pair of 19-year-old right-handers. First for San Jose will be the right-hander Gerald May Maldonado, who comes with no record, an 8.31 ERA. And he will get the start for San Jose, while for Fresno, they go with the right-hander number 8, Jordy Vargas, a 1-0 record, a 4.80 ERA. So the pitching matchup is Maldonado versus Vargas. A beautiful night for baseball here at Chuck Chansey Park. So again, however you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in tonight. Game 4 of this 6-game series. 6:50 p.m. first pitch. We're going to be a little bit later, it sounds like, tonight. The crowd is still coming into the ballpark. A great Friday night crowd. Beautiful weather outside as well, 90 degrees. We have hit 90 degrees here in the Central Valley. Clear skies, though, absolutely beautiful skies. We have 7-mile-per-hour winds out to right field for tonight's game on April 28th. Just a couple days left in April of this schedule. The Grizzlies go on the road. They will take on the Stockton Ports at Banner Island Ballpark next week. The Grizzlies all-time are 22-2. At Banner Island Ballpark, 22-2. Our umpires tonight, behind home plate, Evan Anderson, and the first base is Spencer Kim. As we get set, we're going to have a simulcast of tonight's keys to the game, so stay tuned for that one. We're going to take a couple commercial breaks, and when we come back, we'll have those keys to the game. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball right here on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chest.
Only at
Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night. And may the Force be with you.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York.
Hello, Growlifornia. Here are tonight's keys to the game. Key number one, the Grizzlies are scary good when they score first. Fresno is 8-0 when they score first this season. Key number two, the Grizzlies need Jordy Vargas to throw strikes with that bootyful curveball of his. And key number three, the Grizzlies have not lost on Friday, which is as sweet as candy. Growlifornia, make some noise!
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park, and you just heard a simulcast of tonight's Keys to the Game here at Chuck Chansey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in right here on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice. Boy, we have a great Friday night matchup for you. It's the San Francisco Giants single-A affiliate, the San Jose Giants, and then the Colorado Rockies single-A affiliate, your Fresno Grizzlies. Game four of this six-game series, a beautiful Friday night for baseball here in downtown Fresno. And as you heard our keys to the game, the Grizzlies are scary good when they score first. Fresno's 8-0 when they score first this season. The Grizzlies need Jordy Vargas to throw strikes with that bootyful curveball of his. And the Grizzlies have not lost on Friday, which is as sweet as candy. And Growlifornia, I hope they made some noise as we get set for first pitch. Tonight, halfway to Halloween, so you probably heard the puns within that. The sweetest candy, the bootyful curveball, and then, of course, the Grizzlies are scary good when they score first. All right, it's now time for the starting lineups presented by Toyota. First, we'll start with the visiting San Jose Giants. They come in with a record of 10-8. They are second place in the California League Northern Division standings. And here is their lineup under manager Jeremiah Knutstead. Batting first, the designated hitter, number 9, Carter Howell. Batting second, the shortstop, number 1, Diego Velasquez. Batting third, the catcher, number 6, Zach Morgan. Batting fourth, the left fielder, number 10, Matt Higgins. Batting fifth, the second baseman, number 16, Jose Ramos. Batting 6th, the third baseman, number 46, Thomas Gavello. Batting 7th, the right fielder, number 5, Tanner Otremba. Batting 8th, the first baseman, number 55, Andrew Cachel. And batting 9th, the center fielder, number 7, Alexander Suarez. And on the bump for for the San Jose Giants is the right-hander, number 35, Jerelme Maldonado. And now it's time for the starting lineups for your Fresno Grizzlies. Your Grizzlies come with a record of 11-7. They're tied for first place in the California League Northern Division standings with the Modesto Nuts. And under first-year manager Steve Solis, here's his starting lineup. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting second, the designated hitter, number two, Luis Mendez. Batting third, the second baseman, number four, Ryan Ritter. Batting fourth, the catcher, number three, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 25, Cole Stillwell. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 29, Robbie Martin. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 15, Parker Kelly. And batting ninth, the third baseman, number 27, Gene Perez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies is the 19-year-old right-hander, number 8, Jordy Vargas. Vargas comes with a record of 1-0, a 4.80 ERA. So for San Jose, it'll be Howell, Velasquez, Morgan, Higgins, Ramos, Gavello, Otremba, Cachel, Suarez. And on the bump, Maldonado. For Fresno, it'll be Perez, Mendez, Ritter, Betancourt, Stillwell, Andrews Jr., Martin, Kelly, Perez, Gene Perez hitting ninth, Andy Perez leading off for Fresno. And on the bump is the pitcher, Jordy Vargas. So that is tonight's starting lineups as we get set for first pitch. Both managers talking to the home plate umpire and the base umpire. Spencer Kim is on the bases. Evan Anderson behind the plate. Beautiful night here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. 90 degrees here on Friday night. Great crowd already here at the ballpark. I mean, it's a really good Friday night crowd here at Chuck Chansey Park. They are getting loud and are set for first pitch tonight. The Grizzlies are wearing their black uniforms. They have their black caps with gold as their lettering, as the logos, the big gold grizzly bear on that black cap. For San Jose, they're back in their grays, gray pants, gray jersey. They have their black caps with the orange bill and the SJ on the top of that black cap. So we have the black and the gray for jerseys tonight. And we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem, first pitch, and Grizzlies baseball. You're listening to Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Behind the plate, the center is Tom Sedgwick, and on the mound is Sedgwick.
How can you not get excited about that national anthem to get you ready for Friday night baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park? However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Grizzlies Baseball right here on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and we can't wait to bring you Game 4 of 6 between the visiting San Jose Giants and your hometown Fresno Grizzlies. Right-hander Jordy Vargas starts his warm-up pitches as he will take on this lineup: Carter Howell, Diego Velasquez, Zach Morgan, Matt Higgins, Jose Ramos, Thomas Gavello, Tanner Otremba, Andrew Cagel, and Alexander Suarez will take on the right-hander in Jordy Vargas. The Grizzlies looking for their seventh straight home win. They're also looking to take the first six of seven games against the San Jose Giants to start this season. The Grizzlies have won the first three games of this series, and the starting pitching has only allowed four earned runs. A great Friday night crowd for halfway to Halloween. A lot of other really cool things going on around the ballpark. We'll talk about that during the broadcast tonight. But let me tell you, this crowd is wonderful. This is a beautiful night. 90 degrees, clear skies, 7 mph winds out to right field. Pretty calm overall as we get set for first pitch here at Chuck Chancy Park. So Jordy Vargas will finish up his warm-up pitches. Vargas, a 1-0 record, a 4.80 ERA. Vargas makes his fourth start in a Grizzlies uniform. The right-hander is the number 13 overall prospect in the Rockies system. He is ranked 29th. He was ranked 29th last year, so he jumped 16 spots in a year. And he's known for having the best curveball in the Colorado Rockies system, according to Baseball America. All right, Carter Howell into the box. And here's Vargas from the full windup. Here's the pitch. And it is low for a ball, and we are underway. The count at 1-0. We're underway here at Chuck Chancy Park. Here comes the 1-0 from Vargas. And it's a fly ball in the center field, and Andrews Jr. racing in. He's not going to get there in time. And it's a leadoff single for Carter Howell. And just like that, the Giants are in business here in the top of the first. As here comes the shortstop, Diego Velasquez. So Carter Howell reaches. First pitch tonight, by the way. Our first pitch tonight is at 7:09 p.m. as that's a ground ball. Base hit to right field. Velasquez reaches. Howell up to second. Two batters, two singles, and San Jose jumping on board here early. As here comes the catcher, Zach Morgan. So again, 7:09 for first pitch. And now we'll bring up the catcher, Zach Morgan. So quickly, jumping on Vargas here early. As Vargas now looks in, and the pitch is outside, and the count of 1-0, no strikes from Jordy Vargas. Vargas is 6'3", 153 pounds, 19 years old from Moca, Dominican Republic. As he looks back, the runner, second base, Howell, as that is a curveball that misses inside, the count at 2-0. Vargas, three pitches, a fastball, a curveball, and a changeup. As the right-hander trying to find something here early against a good San Jose Giants team as that pitch is fouled off. And the count now at 2-1 to Zach Morgan. Vargas born on November 6, 2003, so he will be 20 years old this year. Signed as an international free agent by the Rockies in 2021 out of the Dominican Republic for $300,000. As that pitch is inside. It was actually $500,000, excuse me. So the count now 3-1. Vargas wears number 8 on the back of his black jersey. That's in gold lettering. The count now 3-1 to Morgan. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, and the Giants have loaded the bases to start the top of the first. Velasquez to second, Howell to third. And all of a sudden, Jordy Vargas in a little bit of a jam as here comes left fielder Matt Higgins. And just what the doctor ordered for San Jose, loading the bases with nobody down. The Grizzlies will concede a run as the infield plays back. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. And Vargas, a good pitch. That looked like the changeup from Vargas. Outside, and Higgins way ahead of it. The count at 0-1. It was a changeup. 83 miles per hour. That's kind of becoming the new pitch for Vargas. The 0-1's a fastball high at 95, and the count at 1-1. Vargas, by scouts, has been known as a string bean on the mound. In terms of his body mass, does not compare to his tall, lanky self, as that is outside. The count at 2-1. And they say once Vargas gets older, that hopefully he'll put on a little bit more muscle and find ways to improve his arm velocity. As the 2-1 is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2. Good fastball there from Vargas, high in the zone at 94. So count now at 2-2. Vargas, if he can get a strikeout here, it'd be huge. Vargas comes set around the belt. Here's his offering. And it's a curveball in the dirt, and the count now full. 3-2. And the question is, what does he throw to Higgins here? This is Vargas' third professional season. Last year split time between the ACL Rockies and Fresno. Here's the 3-2, and it's high ball 4, and the Giants lead 1-0. That pitch was not even close as Velasquez moves to third. Howell scores. Morgan is second. Higgins draws the RBI walk. And just like that, it's 1-0 San Jose. So not exactly what Vargas wanted there. As here comes the second baseman, Jose Ramos. Still nobody out in the inning. The base is still loaded for San Jose. Vargas bats right, throws right. His last start on April 21st against Rancho Cucamonga. That's a high fly ball. Center field. That's going to be deep enough to probably score a run. Andrews Jr. playing there. He will now cut it to the shortstop. And that is a sac fly. It's now 2-0 San Jose here in the first inning. So an RBI sac fly there. Velasquez scores. Morgan now goes to third. So runners at the corners with one out. It's now 2-0 Giants. And here comes Thomas Gavello. Here's the pitch from Vargas, and that is a good curveball in there. The count at 0-1. Gavello looked to square around initially, but he put it back. It's counted 0-1. For Vargas, as that is a balk, and that will score a run. 3-0 Giants. Morgan scores. Higgins up to second on the balk. So now 3-0, runner at second with one out. As that is swung on and missed, the count now at 0-2 to Gavello. And nothing going right this inning for Vargas. The ERA now skyrocketing to 6.46 for Vargas. Fourth start for him this year. His last start against Rancho on April 21st at Lone Mart Field. Six innings of four-run ball. He got the win after allowing six hits and one walk. He struck out eight. But Vargas, those six innings, a career high for him. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball, and it's going to go foul. The first baseman Stillwell catching that, just foul. So Vargas had a career high in innings pitched. He also had season highs in innings pitched, hits, earned runs, and strikeouts. Those eight strikeouts, one away from a career high. This is his second start against San Jose. Here's the pitch, and it's low in the dirt. The count now at 1-2. On April 6th, opening night at Excite Ballpark, he went five innings, allowed two runs, both earned. Six hits, no walks, three strikeouts. The Grizzlies won 5-3. That's a high fly ball. Center fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. reaching over, and he will make the catch for the second out. No advancement. Two outs now. So here comes the right fielder, Tanner Otremba. And San Jose, by the way, as we said, three runs already tonight. They only had four coming into tonight's game. So quickly ahead, 3-0 here early. We'll see what Fresno does. Fresno, only 2-7 when they fall behind early, as that is a called strike. The count at 0-1 to Tanner Otremba. So no balls, one strike. Here's the pitch, and it's a high fly ball. Andrews Jr. busy. He'll range over. He'll reach up and make the catch to end the inning. A rough start for Jordy Vargas. Two singles, two walks, a balk. That really does the damage. The Grizzlies trail 3-0. We're at the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. Yeah!
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the first inning, the Grizzlies trail the Giants by a score of 3-0. Andy Perez to the box against the right-hander Harold May Maldonado as the first pitch is high and the count at 1-0. First time the Grizzlies have seen Maldonado this season. Here's the 1-0 as that's a ground ball up the middle. It's going to be a tough play for the shortstop, but a great range run there from Velasquez over to first. And Cattrall on the bag for the out. So Perez is retired 6-3. Velasquez makes the play. As a ring up the designated hitter in Luis Mendez. Mendez batting second for the first time this season. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander Maldonado. And that is a ground ball. What a play by the second baseman. The throw in time. Ramos diving. A ground ball Cachel there for the put out. Are you kidding me? Oh, man. I actually believe that was the pitcher in Maldonado covering. Either way, what a play. So two outs now as here comes the second baseman in Ryan Ritter. It was actually the pitcher in Maldonado making the coverage as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 0-1. So the second baseman Ramos laying out and the pitcher Maldonado covering 4-1 on the putout, so two away. Here's the pitch. And it's a good pitch in there. And the count at 0-2. Looked like a slider from Maldonado. He's quickly back on the bump, ready to go. And the Grizzlies all of a sudden shell-shocked here in the first inning. Here's the pitch. And it's inside. And the count now 1-2. 97 from the right-hander Maldonado. Jerome Maldonado. Here's the pitch, and that is outside, and the count at 2-2. Just underway here at Chukchansey Park. Bomb the first, 3-0. San Jose leads Fresno. Maldonado is 6'2", 170 pounds. He was a free agent in 2021, signed as an international free agent from Palo, Venezuela. As that pitch is low, and the count at 3-2. Palo Negro, Venezuela is what it's pronounced. Here comes the 3-2, as that's a high chopper. It's going to be to the third baseman. The throw over from Gavello is in time to get Ritter out. Grizzlies go down in order. 1-2-3. We had the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chukchansey Park. Tyler's amazing balancing act is going on right here at Chukchansey Park, and I think that was an ironing board. He just balanced on his chin, his nose, his face. I don't know how he did it, but closer Zach Agnos loving every second of it. Just mesmerizing watching that kind of stuff. Well, welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. Top of the second inning, the Grizzlies trail the Giants by a score of 3-0. Jordy Vargas back out for his second inning of work. He'll take on 8-9-1 in the San Jose lineup. So Jordy Vargas back out for Fresno. It's Chukchansey, $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale is tonight, April 28th, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro, only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. As the 1-0 pitches, or the 0-1 pitches inside, the count at 1-1. So we want to thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. As that pitch is outside, the count at 2-1 from Jordy Vargas. But someone's going to have a brand new Chevy Camaro tonight. Ho, ho, ho. Lucky winner possibly tonight. Here comes the 2-1. It's high. The count now 3-1. And Vargas falls behind once again. Unlike him throwing this many pitches, not even close to the zone. Here comes a 3-1 offering from Vargas. And it is outside, ball four, a leadoff walk. And again, San Jose getting their leadoff man on. Third walk now from Vargas. Unlike him. As here comes the center fielder, Alexander Suarez. As we said, Vargas, second start against San Jose, fourth start on the season. Allowed only two runs in five innings last time. Did not walk a batter against San Jose last time. He has three tonight. He's already matched his season high in walks, and he's two away from a career high. Cachel leads from first. Here's the pitch to Suarez. It's going to be a check instead on Cachel. He's back safely. 3-0 our score here in the top of the second. In downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Tonight is halfway to Halloween. So a lot of kids in costumes tonight. That's a fly ball to center. Andrews Jr. racing back. He reaches up and makes the catch. Right on the warning track, Andrews Jr. makes the play. He has made all four outs tonight for Fresno. And it will bring up the designated hitter in Carter Howell. So one out. And Andrews Jr., great range on that ball right there. He's in center tonight. Giving a reprieve to Jesus Bugarin, who gets the night off. But tonight is halfway to Halloween at Chansey Park. Kids 12 and under who dress in costume get in for free and can enjoy trick-or-treating on the concourse. As that pitch is low, the count at one ball and no strike. It is also community outreach night and a Grizzlies tote bag giveaway for the first 1,500 fans here at the ballpark. And I did see that tote bag all over the ballpark today. As that pitch is fouled off and the count at 1-1. And that was thanks to our friends at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. And then during the game, you, of course, saw Tyler's amazing bouncing act. And hopefully tonight we'll have some Friday night fireworks as well, as the 1-1 is inside. And the count at two balls and a strike. But really good crowd tonight. We had a Little League celebrations before the game tonight. We have a lot of really good groups here tonight as well. The suites are filling up. As that pitch is fouled off, and they count it 2-2. But halfway to Halloween. This past year, I dressed up as a hot dog vendor for Halloween. So you have the tray where you have the hot dogs where a person goes out and stands and gives it away. As that's a high fly ball. And this time it's going to be the left fielder. No, center fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. is there again. Five outs, five plays for E.J. Andrews Jr. As they'll bring up the shortstop in Diego Velasquez, and right now Andrews Jr. is going, why me? Why do I have to keep making the plays? Two outs in the inning. And here's Velasquez, a single and a run back in the first. But halfway to Halloween. So I was a hot dog vendor, as I said. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off, and the count at 0-1. I've dressed up as Will Ferrell's anchorman. I've dressed up as a dinosaur, as there goes the runner, and that's a high pop-up. It's going to drift into shallow center, and guess what? E.J. Andrews Jr., six plays, six outs, all to the center fielder, Andrews Jr. He shows off the tongue as he comes off the ball field, and we head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the second, the Grizzlies trail the Giants by a score of 3-0. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Barbecue Bob for providing tonight's press box food, mouth-watering ribs, and tri-tip to Juicy Chicken and Smoky Hot Links. Call in, delivery, and catering. Barbecue's Bob is located at 403 Fresno Street, Fresno, California, 93706. We look forward to serving you at Barbecue's Bob, 559-375-1259. And let me tell you, I had this Smoky Hot Links tonight, and they were delicious. Here in the bottom of the second inning, we thank Barbecue's Bob for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch is outside to Bryant Betancourt. The count of 1-0, no strikes. Here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the second, 3-0, the Grizzlies trail the Giants as the 1-0 is fouled off by Betancourt. The count of 1-1. Bryant Betancourt taking on the right-hander in Jeremy Maldonado. G-E-R-E-L-M-I, as that pitch is swung on and missed. The count at 1-2. And as we said, Maldonado, born on December 21st, 2003, so he is also, like Vargas, 19 years old. And he's actually younger than Vargas. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. Good spot right there from Maldonado. The count at 2-2. So he's a month and 15 days younger than Jordy Vargas. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. It's a high chopper to the second baseman. This is Ramos over to first, and Betancourt's retired. Four outs now for Fresno, all ground outs. It'll bring up the first baseman, Cole Stillwell. Maldonado, 6'2", 170 pounds. Last year played in the Arizona Complex League for the Giants. Wears number 35 on the back of his gray jersey. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it is a called strike at 97. And the count of no balls and a strike. Maldonado on the season. No record. 8.31 ERA. This is his fourth start. So that pitch is inside. The count at 1-1. In 8 2/3 innings, has allowed 8 runs all earned. 9 hits. 8 walks and 10 strikeouts. But so far, throwing strikes tonight. Here's the 1-1. And that is a check swing called a strike. The count at 1-2, and Stillwell not happy after that breaking ball. Good location there from Maldonado. As we said, his first start against the Grizzlies this season. He's pitched against Modesto twice and against Inland Empires. That pitch is outside. Did he go around? No, says the base umpire and Spencer Kim. The count at 2-2. His most innings pitched this year, 3 2/3. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off, and the count at 2-2. And a big issue for Maldonado is he throws hard, but he has a lot of location issues. 4 walks in his first start. He had 3 in his most previous start. And that was just through 5 innings of work, so 7 walks through 5 innings. So far, throwing a lot of strikes here. Here's the 2-2 to Stillwell. And it's a high chopper again. It's going to go foul towards the third base coaching box. Steve Solis is there, the Grizzlies manager. He'll give it to a young fan. The first base coach is Cesar Galvez, the Grizzlies bench coach. Here comes another pitch to Stillwell. And it's a high chopper and again goes foul towards the third base box. And again, Steve Solis almost got some more work there, so the count remains at 2-2. I asked Steve what he was dressing up for today, and he just said, I'm not really dressed up. He'll leave that to his daughter. 2-2 to Stillwell. Here's the pitch. And it's outside, 3. That was a fastball that got away from Maldonado, and the count now full. 3-2 to Cole Stillwell. Stillwell on a 3-game hit streak, the longest of any Grizzlies batter right now. Ryan Rader's 12-game hit streak ended yesterday. So Stillwell now has hit successfully in 3 straight games. Here's the pitch. And it's outside, 4, and the Grizzlies have a base runner. A 1-out walk will bring up the center fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr., who's been busy defensively. He has recorded all 6 outs for Fresno tonight, and we're trying to find the exact answer from the league of the record for most putouts in a row by a position player. And E.J. Andrews Jr. right now with six of them. Here comes the pitch. And that is inside. And the count at 1-0. And to celebrate halfway to Halloween on our video board, you have the players' headshots with zombie masks on them. Very well done from our Director of Marketing and Communications, Jonathan Bravo, as that pitch is high. The count at 2-0. As we said, halfway to Halloween tonight. Tomorrow night, though, Saturday, April 29th at 6:50 p.m., Christian Fellowship Night with a special pregame concert by Christian rap star Tedashi. The concert will be held at Tulare Plaza behind the main gate on Tulare Street and will start right at 5 p.m. Your ticket to the concert also gets you the game and vice versa. It is presented by Vangie Logistics and Spirit Radio. And again, Tyler's amazing balancing act back again tomorrow night for Saturday Night Baseball. 3-0, bottom of the second. Here's the pitch to Andrews Jr., and it is low. And the count now 3-0 to him. Bottom of the second, 3-0. Giants lead the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies runner at first with one out. And Andrews Jr. in a favorable count here. Here's the pitch, and it is inside, ball four. Andrews Jr. draws a walk. And just like that, the Grizzlies runners at first and second with one out. And here comes the right fielder, Robbie Martin. And right now, if you're Martin, you're just looking for a pitch to drive here. Stillwell at second base, rocking out to the music right now. Andrews Jr. now at first. So first and second, one out. And here's the pitch, and that is swung on and foul-tipped into the glove, and the count at 0-1. The right-hander Maldonado to Robbie Martin. Again, tomorrow, Christian Fellowship Night. As that's a ground ball, this could be two. It's going to go Ramos to Velasquez, over to Cachel, a double play to end the inning. 4-6-3, the Giants are out of a mini jam. They lead 3-0 as we head to the top of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night. And may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. Top of the third, the Grizzlies trail the Giants by a score of 3-0. Jordy Vargas now takes on Zach Morgan, the catcher for San Jose. As here's a pitch, and it is low, and the count at 1-1 and no strikes from Jordy Vargas. That curveball trying to get into the zone. As here's the pitch, and the count is now 2-0 as that fastball runs inside. As here's the next one, it is a called strike, and the count at 2-1. Good fastball from Jordy Vargas. Jordy Vargas appeared at the end of last season with the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch. It's outside. And the count now 3-1. He finished 2-0 with a 3.65 ERA over six starts with Fresno. 24 2/3 innings. As that is a called strike, a fastball in there, and it's 3-2. He was really dominant in his second start, his first career win with Fresno, after he tied his initial career high with 5 shutout frames. That ball runs inside, and Zach Morgan now draws his second walk of the game. 4 walks now for Vargas, the most by a Grizzlies pitcher this season. And he'll bring up the left fielder, Matt Higgins. But in that start against Visalia, he allowed 1 hit and 1 walk while fanning 8. As that pitch is fouled off, and the count at 0-1. He permitted a 2-out single in the first and issued a 5th-inning walk. His 8 strikeouts were 1 shy of his career best, and he punched out 7 of the 9 Rawhide starters on August 16th. Here's a ground ball. This could be 2. Perez over to Ritter, into first. It's a double play! Gene Perez, the perfect field, over to Ryan Ritter. Ritter, the strong throw to Stillwell, and it's 5-4-3 on the double play. So quickly, the walk is erased. And now 2 outs. It'll bring up the second baseman, Jose Ramos. What a play by Gene Perez, his first ball here in a Fresno uniform. So with 2 outs now, here's the pitch from Vargas. And it's a check swing. Did it go around? No. The count now at 1-1. But so that one start really defined what Jordy Vargas is. A guy who's been able to throw strikes and find ways to get outs as that pitch is inside. The count at 2-1. He's only 19 years old. Long way to go in his young career. He's the son of former big league reliever Yorkies Perez. Here's the 2-1. It's a high fly ball. It's going to go to the left fielder, and it's going to be caught by Kelly to end the inning. By the way, Andrews Jr. no plays that inning. 6 straight to start tonight's game, 1 shy of a record. All right, we head to the bottom of the third. The Grizzlies trail the Giants 3-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Knights of the Galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the third, and the Grizzlies trail the Giants 3-0. Parker Kelly will lead things off against the right-hander, Jerome Maldonado. Here's the pitch from the hard-throwing right-hander. It's a slider. The count in no balls and a strike. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the third, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. The pitch is outside to Parker Kelly, and the count now at 2-2. Parker Kelly in the lineup tonight. 1 home run, 2 RBIs. Here's the pitch, and he swings and misses, and he is down on strikes. A good pitch right there from Maldonado. That is his first strikeout of the evening, and it'll bring up the third baseman in Gene Perez. So Gene Perez, the third baseman tonight. His first at-bat here at Chukchansey Park. Welcome to Fresno, young man. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, the count at 1-0. Perez, a couple games played in Rancho Cucamonga, only made one start, though. Recently sent down from High A Spokane, where he wasn't going to play a lot. Ground ball is going to be a backhand by Cachel, and he overthrows that one. E3, Perez will have to dive back into first base. So Perez reaches on an error by the first baseman in Cachel. And with one out, here comes the shortstop, Andy Perez. Any way to get on here for the Grizzlies. As they trail 3-0 here in the bottom of the third. A beautiful night here at Chukchansey Park. So we talked about tomorrow's promotion. How about Sunday Pro Wrestling Night? A 1:05 p.m. first pitch here at Chukchansey Park. We'll have a special guest as well. As here's a ground ball. It's foul. You've probably seen it on our social media pages. You've also probably seen it on our website. But if you don't know who it is, I'm not going to spoil it for you. Go to FresnoGrizzlies.com/special tickets and find out for yourself. Let me tell you, if you're a wrestling fan, you're going to love who's coming to the ballpark on Sunday. Here's the pitch. It's a line drive to left field. It's going to be caught by the left fielder in Higgins. That ball stayed just up enough for the left fielder to run it down. Two outs in the inning. He'll bring up the designated hitter, Luis Mendez. And the Grizzlies still no hits here in the third inning against Maldonado, who's trying to work his best outing so far this season. He's throwing strikes. A couple walks as well, but he's throwing strikes for the majority. Here's the pitch, and there goes Perez. The throw, and Perez is out. It goes 2-6 on the put out, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies, no runs. They still trail by 3 as we head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chukchansey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chukchansey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. Top of the fourth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Giants by a score of 3-0. Minko Abbott in Le Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious one- and two-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. As that pitch runs inside, the count now at 3 balls and no strikes to Thomas Covello. And we thank Michael Abbott for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. Here's a pitch from Vargas, and it's inside and almost takes off the helmet. Actually, it did of Covello. It's a leadoff walk anyway to him. And with that walk right there, Fresno now, Vargas has 5 walks. He's 2 away from a single-game record held by Andrew DiPiazza that was broken in 2021 in Stockton in a doubleheader. Here's Tanner Otremba. And a check on Covello, and he's back safely. We also want to thank our friends over at Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts to book your next stay. A high pop-up. That's going to go to the first baseman, Stillwell. Stillwell now will reach up and make the catch. One out as we bring up the first baseman, Andrew Cachel. So again, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts on their website to book your next stay. New amenities, great food, great price for you. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. And here in the top of the fourth, we thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. The pitch is in the dirt. Good stop by Betancourt. The count of 1-0 to Andrew Cachel, the Fresno State product. Count at 1-0. Runner at first with one out. 3-0 Giants here in the top of the fourth. Vargas, a rough first inning, but he has settled down for the most part. Still finding issues walking batters. The Giants' leadoff batter has reached every time so far. 4 innings, they've reached all 4 times. Here's the pitch. It's a high fly ball, and it's going to shoot foul in the count of 1-1. Now, a little bit earlier, we were talking about promotions, and we talked about the upcoming nights. We have 2 big ones, Christian Fellowship Night tomorrow, and on Sunday, we have a really fun one in Pro Wrestling Night as well. As that pitch is in there for a strike, the count at 1-2. So 2 really good promotions. But we also have a really fun promotion that's non-baseball related. That's a fly ball left field, base hit. And Cachel reaches for the second time. It's a single for him. Covello up to second. And he'll bring up the center fielder, Alexander Suarez. By the way, the 5 walks for Vargas ties a career high. So here's Suarez. So runners at first, second, one out. But a non-baseball event, you heard on our pregame show with Grizzlies president Derek Franks. Tequila Fest on May 20th. Zap pitches outside. Lil Jon, Rick Ross, and T.I. will be gracing the stage here at Chukchansey Park on May 20th. Tequila tastings, food vendors, and more. Make sure you buy your tickets right now at FreslerGrizzlies.com, or you can also go to our box office to purchase your tickets. And if you listen to the interview, Derek also gave you some words of wisdom because they are going fast. So make sure you get your tickets. May 20th, Tequila Fest. T.I., Rick Ross, Lil Jon here at Chukchansey Park. That pitch is outside. The count now at 2 balls and 1 strike. This season, we have seen so many amazing concerts already in baseball games, amazing promotions, special appearances, giveaways. That's a line drive, base hit to right. That gets down, and now just base to base for the Giants, as that's a perfect throw to the plate by the right fielder in Martin. So Suarez the single, Cachel up to second, Covello to third. And now here comes the leadoff hitter in Carter Howell, and now the Grizzlies bullpen starting to get active. Howell 1-for-2 tonight. But this season, if you already missed out on some games, well, a lot of games still to come to this season. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count at 1-0. A promo or some kind of really cool event every night here at Chukchansey Park for baseball games. 66 home games and hopefully playoffs for your Grizzlies. And each of them have a fun event, whether it's Picklepalooza, whether it's Pajama Jam. That's the high pop-up. It's going to drift. It's still drifting. Bencourt trying to make a play, and he can't get there. A big slide from him. The count at 1-1. I don't think he saw that initially off the bat. But as I said, we have Picklepalooza, we have Pajama Jam, we have a really good theme weekend, we have our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond, we have Star Wars Night, 4th of July. We also have a couple more hat giveaways this season. We had a giveaway tonight. Special appearances, we have someone from The Office coming a little bit later. High pop-up, that's going to go into no man's land. It's in foul territory. The first baseman, Stillwell, makes the play and the perfect throw to the plate. Stillwell near the in foul territory near the netting makes the play for the second out. And Howell's retired, and here comes the shortstop Diego Velasquez. And if Vargas can get out of this inning unscathed, it'll be a big win for Fresno. Besides all the promotions, we also have a lot of fun in-game entertainment. Parker T-Bear has a lot of new skits that he hopes that he can show you guys this season. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike on the outer half of the plate. The count at 0-1. If you can't make it, hopefully you guys can tune in on Bally Live, MILB.com. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com. Thanks to our partners over at Verge for making this happen. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-1. But all this is not possible without Verge and what they've been able to do. At the same time, too, though, this is a great place to be at, so come check out games this season. That pitch is fouled off. The count at 2-1. This ballpark, adding new amenities every year. We have a new playing surface for the 25th season of Grizzlies baseball. We have a brand new video board. It's only a year old. New lights that go off when a home run happens. We have audio, new audio all around the ballpark. And still have our Fresno Social. We still have the Splash Park out in right field. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball or a line drive to right field. Base hit. That will score one. It will go all the way to the wall. Martin misplays it. This is going to clear the bases. And the Giants have now opened it up here in the fourth inning. Oh, man. Martin misplayed it initially. Tried coming up with it. It's going to roll all the way past him. It got to the wall. That will clear the bases. Velasquez will reach. I believe it's a single E9, that's how he got to third. We'll see how many RBIs is also given to him as well. Gavello scores. Cajal scores. Suarez scores. And Velasquez now at third. It is single E9. We'll see how many RBIs as well. Two outs in the inning, and we were saying if you could get away without a run, it'd be huge. But now it's 6-0 San Jose here on Friday night. So that pitch is high, and it's 2-0. And Vargas just has not found the strike zone. He'll come set. Here comes his 2-0. And that is high. And the count now at 3-0. And the time right here is Jordy Vargas will get a mound visit from Bryant Betancourt. But again, back to what we were saying about this ballpark, a lot of amenities. We have the manual scoreboard on right center field. We've got the big scoreboard out in left field, the grassy berm, the pool that's still, a couple days are still available. We have the Fresno Social. We have the Kodiak Club. We have our suites. 324 to left field, 400 to dead center. The right field line's at 335, right next to a 4-foot wall in right field. Just an immaculate ballpark. Here's the pitch from Vargas, and it's a called strike. The count now at 3-1. It's been a rough one for Vargas. It's the left-hander. I believe it's either Carson Skipper or Gabriel Rodriguez. Can't tell initially from my angle. It's Rodriguez. Here's the pitch, and it's inside ball four as Morgan reaches for the third time. He's got three walks tonight. Six walks now for Vargas, and this just went out of control for the right-hander tonight. So we're going to see if Rodriguez is ready. First and third, two outs. Here's Matt Higgins. As Vargas is going to come set. It is Gabriel Rodriguez in the pen. There goes the runner. No throw. And the count at 0-1. It is a stolen base for Morgan. Really no chance right there to get Morgan. He was off right before Vargas even threw the pitch. Here's the next one, and that's a line drive to right field, and it's going to get down. That will score one run. Here comes the second. It's going to be held up. Now they're going to get into a pickle. Here's the throw to the plate, and it's in time to get Morgan at the plate. I believe it was 9-3-5-2. 9-3-5-2 for the out. And that will end the inning, but another run comes in to score at 7-0 San Jose. We'll try to get through all this mess, but the Grizzlies are in a deep hole as we head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night. And may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Here's the pitch, and it's high, and the count at 2-0. And I believe this is a new pitcher for San Jose as well. As that pitch is inside. The count now at 3-0. Unless, I don't see anything. This could be Maldonado as that pitch is inside. That is a 4-pitch walk. Mendez reaches on the walk. He is second in the California League in walks. Third walk now issued by Maldonado. So he's not wearing number 35. He's actually wearing number 29. And I just noticed that. Unless they have a 29 on their team that I don't see on their roster. Here's Ryan Ritter, and the first pitch is a ball, but there goes a check on Mendez, and he's back safely. That play was close. Mendez got a hand back in there. Is Galvez going to go talk to Mendez and tell him to be careful on a throw back by the catcher. Comes the 1-0. And it is a called strike. The count at 1-1. As a left-hander starts to get loose down in the Giants bullpen. Here's the pitch. And Maldonado slipped on the mound. That ball didn't even reach the plate, and the count now at 2-1. So 2-1, runner at first, no outs here in the bottom of the fourth. The Grizzlies trail 7-0 here at Chuck Chansey Park in downtown Fresno. Friday night baseball, here's the pitch, and it's inside, and the count now at 3-0. And right now the Grizzlies in a big hole, but long way to go still. The Grizzlies trying to put something together. Still looking for their first hit of the game. Here's the pitch, and it is called strike. And the count now full 3-2. to Ryan Ritter, the shortstop, or the second baseman tonight. So three balls, two strikes, and a check on Mendez. He's back safely. From the right-hander in Maldonado. Here's the 3-2, and that is a chopper. This could be two. Velasquez to Ramos to first, a double play. Nothing is going right for the Grizzlies tonight as Ritter hits into a double play. Second one they've hit two tonight. And only with two outs, here comes the catcher in Bryant Betancourt. Every time the Grizzlies feel like they get something going, they hit into a double play. Still no hits here in the fourth. Here's the pitch, and it's a high fly ball, and it's going to drift foul in the count at 1-0. So count of no balls and a strike to Betancourt from Maldonado. Here's the pitch, and it is high, and the count now at 1-1. Grizzlies trail 7-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. And the count at 2-0. A beautiful night for baseball here at Chukchansey Park. A lot of people here for Friday night baseball, and right now it's all Giants. Here's the pitch. And that's a check swing. Did he go around? And yes, he did. And the count now at 2-2. Maldonado has been very efficient tonight with both the breaking ball and the good fastball. Here's the pitch. And that's a high chopper foul. And the count remains at 2-2. And Betancourt, I believe, hit that ball off his foot. So he'll hobble around a little bit, make sure he's okay. Seeing a lot of pitches off him in the past two nights. Last night, took a couple pitches off the face mask, off the body, behind the dish. He's back behind the dish tonight. He also fouled a couple pitches off himself yesterday and another one tonight. So maybe Betancourt will have an off day tomorrow. Here comes the offering from Maldonado, and Betancourt swings and misses, and Maldonado, he has four hitless and scoreless innings, and the Giants lead 7-0. We have the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Vendors and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office.
Yeah!
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chansey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, and it's all Giants 7-0. They lead the Grizzlies. New pitcher for the Grizzlies is the left-hander, number 18, Gabriel Rodriguez, and he will take over for Jordy Vargas. So Rodriguez is the new pitcher. Vargas, four innings of work, six hits, seven runs, six earned, six walks, no strikeouts, and Vargas just had a lot of trouble, allowed three runs in the first and four runs in the fourth. He's going to find the strike zone, and The ball just did not work very well for Vargas tonight. But you know what? That's how the cookie crumbles sometimes. As here comes the left-hander Gabriel Rodriguez now. And the hard-throwing lefty darts in a strike in the count of 1-1. Rodriguez bats left, throws left, wears the number 18 on the back of his black jersey. 6'1", 193 pounds for the 24-year-old. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, and the count now at 2-1. Rodriguez, born on April 9th, 1999. He's from Bayamón, Puerto Rico. He was taken by the Rockies in the Rule 5 draft in 2021 from Atlanta. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed, and the count now 2-2 to Ramos. So Gabriel Rodriguez, the new pitcher. Rodriguez, his last outing, as the 2-2 is fouled off by Ramos. We'll do it again. Was on April 23rd at Rancho, so 5 days ago. A no decision after two-thirds of an inning. He allowed one run on one hit and two walks. He did strike out a batter, though. And overall in 2023, that's a fly ball. It's going to go to shallow left field. The left fielder Kelly ranges over, and he will make the catch. One batter, one out, as he'll bring up the third baseman and Thomas Gavello. Rodriguez, this is his sixth game all out of the Grizzlies' bullpen. He is 1-0 with a 1.59 ERA. The team is 3-2 when he pitches. He struck out 7 over 5 2/3. Lefties are batting 0-0-0 against him as lefty Gavel looks at a called strike and the count at 0-1. Rodriguez, fastball, slider, changeup. But he's mainly known for that hard fastball that can get up to the upper 90s. As that's a ground ball, backhand, Stillwell can't make the play. It goes into right field, a base hit. Gavello's on for the second time tonight. Going to bring up the right fielder in Tanner Otremba. Seventh hit now for San Jose as he'll bring up Otremba. But Rodriguez has a very interesting story. Was initially an outfielder when he was selected by the Twins in high school. And instead of signing with the Twins, he decided to take his chances and went to Miami-Dade College. And while at Miami-Dade as an outfielder, he was playing a game as that, I believe, hits Otremba. No, it was inside Otremba just getting off the ground. That is a wild pitch, and that will bring Gavello up to second base. So it's just a wild pitch. So runner at second with one out. But so while he was at Miami-Dade College, Rodriguez was in the outfield, and a scout from the Braves saw him throw a ball from the outfield in the upper 90s, low 100s. And the scout was like, oh, he should be a pitcher. So he was drafted by the Braves. Here comes the 1-1. And that's a little chopper back to Rodriguez. Rodriguez looks back the runner, but the only play is at first. Gavello to third. Otremba's retired. It goes 1-3 on the putout, so two away. And here comes the first baseman, Andrew Cachel. And so he was drafted by the Braves, a late-round draft pick. Spent a couple years in the lower levels of the Braves system. Well, then in 2020, he had no season. In 2019, he ended up getting hurt. Had surgery on his UCL. And then 2020, there was no season. So he went 2 years really without playing. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball foul. The count now 0-2 to Cachel. So he wasn't playing for 2 years. Well, the Rockies took a chance on him, drafting him in the first round of the Rule 5 draft in 2021 out of Atlanta. The sixth overall pick. Now a couple years here with Fresno, trying to gain his control. That's kind of his big thing, is control, as that pitch is outside, the count at 1-2. But Rodriguez says, you know, learning how to pitch and trying to be a pitcher when you've spent your whole career as an outfielder is very difficult. But one of my favorite guys in this team, and we always wish guys like that the best, is that's a high chopper foul. 7-0 San Jose here in the top of the fifth. Two outs, a runner at third. Gabriel Rodriguez, the pitcher here for Fresno. As Rodriguez looks to get out of this inning against Alexander Suarez. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed, and Rodriguez a clean fifth inning. And the Grizzlies, let's see if they can claw back into this one. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Giants by a score of 7-0. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is a rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. So we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a sponsor of your Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. Our score is 7-0 as Cole Stillwell at the plate, and that pitch is inside. The count at 2-0. Cole Stillwell takes on the new Giants left-hander. It's Nomar Medina, as Medina will take over now for Jerome Maldonado. As that pitch is a ground ball, it's going to sneak into left field. First hit for Fresno. Cole Stillwell with a single. A 4-game hit streak for Stillwell. The longest for Fresno, and he gets the first hit for the Grizzlies tonight. As that sneaks into left field, and here comes the center fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. But so Nomar Medina, the left-hander, now in for Maldonado, who went 4 hitless and scoreless innings. He allowed 3 walks, and he struck out a pair. Best start for Maldonado on his young season. Now they take on Nomar Medina. Here's the pitch from the left-hander Medina, and it is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Medina wears number 43 on the back of his gray jersey. Born on November 23rd, 2002. Signed as an international free agent in 2020. 6 feet, 190 pounds for the lefty. Here comes the 0-1, and that pitch is low. And the count at 1-1. Medina is from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Last year, played for the ACL Giants. And now this year for Medina, he's kind of been a piggyback role for Maldonado as that pitch is inside. The count is 2-1. First time the Grizzlies have seen Maldonado as well, or Medina. As here comes the 2-1. Against Andrews Jr. And that pitch is a high fly ball. Left field is going to stay in the ballpark. And the left fielder Higgins runs it down. Good read there from Higgins. And with one out, here comes the right fielder Robbie Martin. So So for Medina, this is his fourth game all out of the bullpen. A 1-0 record, a 0.90 ERA. Medina has one save so far. 10 innings of work. He's been fantastic so far for San Jose. Here's the pitch to Martin, and it's a called strike, and the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies see if they have some comeback claws in them tonight, trailing 7-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes the pitch, and it's a line drive to left field, and Higgins did not even have to move for the second out. Right at him for the second out, and here comes the left fielder Parker Kelly. As Medina picks up his second out. Beautiful night, Friday night baseball here at Chukchansey Park. Friday night fireworks expected after the contest. Can't wait to see what the attendance tonight is. As that is swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. Again, if you have not been down the ballpark this season, come check out Chukchansey Park. There's something for everybody here. Young, old, does not matter. Here's the pitch, and that is inside of Kelly. Count of 1-1. As Stillwell leads from first. Here comes the pitch from Medina, and that's a high fly ball. It's going to drift into center field. It should be playable for the center fielder in Howell. He reaches up and makes the catch. The Grizzlies did get their first hit, but they still trail 7-0. We had the sixth inning. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansey Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chukchansey Park. Top of the sixth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Giants by a score of 7-0. Halfway to Halloween, game 4 of 6, Friday night baseball here at Chukchansey Park. Lots of fans here tonight. A beautiful night for baseball here in downtown Fresno. We're so grateful to bring you the call tonight on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app. My name is Steven Rice. Gabriel Rodriguez back out for his second inning of work. Here's the pitch to Suarez. It's a high chopper foul. The count at 0-1. Tonight is halfway to Halloween here at Chukchansey Park. Kids 12 and under who dress in costume get in for free. And they're enjoying trick-or-treating on the concourse. There's also community outreach tonight. 27 booths here at the ballpark. And a Grizzlies tote bag giveaway for the first 1,500 fans, thanks to our friends at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. I want to give a big shout-out to Evan Harley here in our front office for getting all the booths here tonight and making sure that is a success. As here comes the 0-2, and that's fouled off, and the count remains at 0-2. There's been some special appearances by Tyler's Amazing Balancing Act. And we have Friday Night Fireworks following tonight's contest. But so far, Tyler's Amazing Bouncing Act, I want to talk a little bit about that. He'll be here again tomorrow night. If you want to come check him out, please do so. Became stardom for him at America's Got Talent. Here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off again by Suarez. The count remains 0-2 from Rodriguez. Pretty much known for balancing random objects on his mouth, on his chin, on his nose. It can be as small as a baseball, your cell phone, to as big of a bike. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-2. And we've already seen a plethora of items that he has balanced tonight. I just don't know how you do it, the strength to do that. As that's a line drive base hit to left center field. Andrews Jr. is going to cut it off, and Suarez takes a big turn around first, but he's on for the second time. Eighth hit now for San Jose. As we'll bring on the DH and Carter Howell. Howell 1-for-3. It's been all San Jose tonight. Jumping on the board for 3 runs in the first and then 4 runs in the fourth. And Fresno trailing 7-0, their biggest deficit this season. But back to Tyler's Amazing Balancing Act. I mean, really fun to watch. He's just really captivating. I mean, there's a couple times now where I'm watching and I realize, oh, I have to go on air. I have to come back from commercial. As that pitch just fouled off, the count at 0-1. You wonder, you're in awe of how he balances all these objects. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike. So count now 0-2. Here's the pitch, and that is inside, and the count now 1-2. And tonight's also halfway to Halloween, and kids dressing up in costumes. A lot of different costumes here at the ballpark. Now, I did not dress up tonight. I know I'm a little bit disappointed in myself. I can say I dressed up as a broadcaster, I guess, but that's the cheap way out. As that is swung on and missed, and Howell down on strikes. A beautiful pitch right there. A changeup from Rodriguez for the out. Second strikeout for Rodriguez, and it'll bring up the shortstop, Diego Velasquez. But I've seen a plethora of outfits. I see some mustard, a hot dog over in the third base side over here near the Giants dugout. There's the pitch, and it's fouled off. Saw a ghost running around somewhere. I see a marshmallow. That's just from my quick view around this ballpark. Lots of people here. I did receive some candy as well. I have some M&Ms, so we're in good shape tonight. We're in the top of the 6-7-0. San Jose leads Fresno. Stay tuned. We'll give you scores around the California League. And also tonight was round 2 of the NFL draft. Some big names off the board, including Will Levis, the quarterback. As that's a check swing, he did go around Velasquez way out in front of that pitch from Rodriguez. The count now at 0-2 as a right-hander starts to get loose down in the pen for Fresno. So stay tuned for scores around the league and maybe some NFL updates as that pitch is fouled off, remains at 0-2, heads up over there. Beautiful night here in downtown Fresno. Game 4 of 6 tomorrow night, 6:50 p.m. for Christian Fellowship Night. Sunday at 1:05 to finish up this 6-game series. That's a called strike 3. Rodriguez a pinpoint fastball, and Velasquez down on strikes. Third strikeout now for Rodriguez, and he'll bring up the catcher in Zach Morgan. Morgan has walked 3 times tonight. He's walked 3 times tonight. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, and good stop there by Betancourt. Actually, it was the umpire who made the stop, and the count at 1-0. So count at 1-1, no strikes, 2 outs. Here in the top of the 6th, San Jose leads 7-0. Here's the pitch from Rodriguez, and that is inside, and the count at 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. Rodriguez comes set. Here's the pitch. And that is inside. I don't know where that missed. Good location from Rodriguez. The count now at 3-0, I believe. Yeah, three balls, no strikes. Here's the next pitch, and it's high, ball four, and Zach Morgan has reached base four times, all via walk. Suarez up to second. As here comes left fielder Matt Higgins, seventh walk by Grizzlies pitching tonight. As Rodriguez tries to keep this deficit at seven, we'll see if the Fresno offense can get something going in the bottom half of the inning. It'll be 9-1-2. Perez, and Mendez. So that pitch is outside. The count at 1-0, and Rodriguez losing the control just a tad bit right now. As the pitching coach Mark Brewer looks on from the dugout, here's the pitch, and it's a high single to left field. That gets down, and it's go base to base again for San Jose. They have now loaded the bases here in the sixth inning. Higgins, his second hit, third time he's reached base. Up to second goes Morgan. To third now for Suarez, and here comes Jose Ramos. Ramos 0 for 2, a sac fly back in the first. As Ramos looks to extend this lead, 7-0 San Jose, and this is all with two outs, by the way. The Grizzlies undefeated on Fridays coming into tonight's game. Here's the pitch, and that is in there for a call strike. The count at 0-1. The Grizzlies and Giants meeting again. They will meet a lot this season. But over the past couple of seasons, Fresno has a 38-28 record in the regular season against these Giants, as that's a called strike. And the count at 0-2. These two teams have met in the postseason the past 2 years. The Giants beating the Grizzlies in the championship series in 2021. So the Giants winning the crown that year. And then in 2022, the Grizzlies got the revenge by sweeping the Giants in the divisional series. That pitch is outside, the count at 1-2. Good location from Rodriguez, looking for the called strike. But these teams have built a nice little rivalry. Comes the 1-2 from Rodriguez. And it's fouled off, and the count now goes, or remains at 1-2. These two teams have really built a nice little rivalry. The Grizzlies have taken 5 of 6 from San Jose, though, to start this season. Here comes the 1-2, and it's outside, ball 2. And the count for Rodriguez getting a little bit closer to where he doesn't want. He slipped as well. That mound a little slippery for a couple of these pitchers. Second series already this season between these two teams. That ball is fouled off. And remaining 2-2, heads up. That ball bounced all the way back. And it actually got into the dugout club. It bounced all the way from the top of the third floor all the way to the bottom here. So count remains 2-2. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. And Rodriguez gets out of the bases loaded jam. The Grizzlies, let's see if they can get something going on offense. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro wins 5223.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Grizzlies trail the Giants by a score of 7-0. Gene Perez, Andy Perez, Luis Mendez against left-hander Nomar Medina. Here's the pitch, and it's a called strike. And the count of no balls and a strike from the lefty Medina. We'll see if the Grizzlies can get something going offensively. Here's the pitch to Perez, and it's a little blooper. It's going to be the shortstop in Velasquez, and he will make the catch. Perez is retired for the first down. He'll bring up the shortstop in Andy Perez now. It's Chuck Chancey's $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale is tonight, April 28th, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro, only at Chuck Chancey Resort and Casino. Perez swings and misses. The count now at 1-1 to him. But here in the bottom of the sixth, we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's a pitch from Medina, and Perez, a high chopper, and that is going to be made by the first baseman in Cachel. And Cachel runs to the bag himself for the out. Two outs now, goes three unassisted. He'll bring up the DH and Luis Mendez. Mendez 0-1 with a walk as well. It's been a little bit of a surpriser tonight for the Grizzlies offense. A little bit quiet for them. The Grizzlies are all over the California League hitting board. For the hitting leaders, so that's a called strike. Jake Snyder is ranked third with a .375 batting average. He's out of the lineup tonight. That's a called strike. The count at 0-2 now to Mendez. Ryan Ritter is tied for first with 5 homers. E.J. Andrews Jr. is now tied for third with 4. Here's the pitch. It's a high chopper to the second baseman. A backhand by Ramos over to first, and it's in time. Cachel stays on the bag. We'll talk more about those Grizzlies and hitting after this. We had the seventh. Grizzlies trail 7-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
$600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly!
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chest.
Only at Chuck Chancey Gold's Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies trail the Giants by a score of 7-0. New pitcher for Fresno is the right-hander, number 38, Davis Palermo. He'll take over for Gabriel Rodriguez. Rodriguez was fantastic, 2 innings of work. 3 hits, no runs, 1 walk. He struck out 4. As Rodriguez now will give the ball to Davis Palermo. Full name is Davison Palermo. It goes by Davis. Here's the pitch from the right-hander, and that is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Palermo wears number 38 on the back of his jersey. Bats right, throws right. He's 6'4", 200 pounds. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, and the count at 1-1. Palermo is 23 years old, born on December 16th, 1999. He's from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, an eighth-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022 out of North Carolina. That's right, he was a Tar Heel. As that pitch is outside, and the count at 2-1. So Palermo pretty much stayed at home to play his college baseball. Big fan of the Tar Heels, so played for a team he loved growing up. Now on the West Coast for the first time. That pitch is inside. The count at 3-1. Really good kid as well. Big arm for the right-hander. As Palermo takes on Thomas Gavello. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. And the count now full. 3-2. For Palermo, this is his sixth game all out of the bullpen. No record, a 3.00 ERA. He's got three holds as well. Here's the pitch from Palermo, and it's a foul ball, and the count remain at 3-2 to Gavello. Gavello 1-for-2 tonight. And it's the righty and Davis Palermo. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed. He climbed the ladder and down goes Gavello on the strikeout. First strikeout for Palermo. And it'll bring up the right fielder in Tanner Otremba. Otremba 0-for-3. As he takes on Davis Palermo. All right, we said we were going to give you scores around the league. So let's start with the California League. And we'll start with our friends, the Stockton Ports and Modesto Nuts, the other two teams in the California League Northern Division. Modesto leads Stockton 6-1. That is in the bottom of the fifth. Modesto and Fresno tied for first place in the California League Northern Division, but Fresno trailing, Modesto winning, so not ideal if you're a Grizzlies fan. Still early on in the season. But Modesto leads 6-1. Stockton only at 3-15 this year. They've lost three in a row. It's been a tough stretch for them as that ball is inside. And the count now 3-0 to Otremba. Let's head over to Inland Empire where Rancho Cucamonga looks for another win. They've won five in a row. They lead 6-2. So the Quakes lead the 66ers 6-2 as that's a called strike. And the count at 3-1. But Rancho Cucamonga playing good baseball right now. They're in the bottom of the seventh in that one. And then finally, Lake Elsinore leads Visalia 6-2. That is in the bottom of the eighth as that pitch is swung on and missed, and the count at 3-2. So Lake Elsinore, they've also won a couple in a row against the Rawhide, and the Storm trying to play good baseball again. They are the best record in the California League currently. As that pitch is swung on and missed, and down goes Otremba. A fastball past the bat of him. Two batters, two strikeouts for Palermo. With two outs, here comes the first baseman, Andrew Cachel. That's exactly what the Grizzlies have been looking for. Strikes and misses right there. So those are scores around the California League. Here's the pitch, and it's outside of Cachel. The count at 1-1 and no strikes. Here comes the 1-0, and it is in there for a called strike. The count now at 1-1. So give you scores around Major League Baseball as well. Give you a couple. Colorado and Arizona tonight at Coors Field. That's a called strike. The count of 1-2. And the Rockies fall 9-1. Merrill Kelly picked up the win. He's now 2-3. The loss to Kyle Freeland. He is also 2-3. 2 hours and 46 minutes the time of game. Here's the pitch. It's called strike three. Palermo, good morning. Good afternoon, good night. He strikes out the side as we are stretching here at Chuck Chansey Park. Grizzlies trail 7-0. We'll be back on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Oh, man, look at those wheels.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro Giveaway.
Holy moly!
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars night. And may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Grizzlies trail the Giants 7-0. Stretch time here at the ballpark, and the crowd that's here tonight having a lot of fun. So bottom of the seventh inning, Ryan Ritter will lead things off. Great Friday night crowd. Game 4 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Giants. Here's the pitch from the left-hander Medina. And it is fouled off by Ritter, and the count of no balls and a strike. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Barbecue's Bob for providing tonight's press box food. Mouth-watering ribs and tri-tip to juicy chicken and smoky hot links. Call-in, delivery, and catering. Here's the pitch to Ritter. It's high. Barbecue's Bob is located at 403 Fresno Street, Fresno, California, 93706. We look forward to serving you at Barbecue's Bob, 559-375-1259. That pitch is outside. The count at 2 balls and a strike. I had the smoky hot links and the mac and cheese tonight. Delicious from Barbecue's Bob tonight. And we thank them for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. As Ritter fouls that pitch off, the count remains at 1-2. So 1 ball, 2 strikes. To Ritter. Ritter 0-for-2 tonight. Here's the pitch. And Ritter, high chopper, and it's going to go fair. Fair ball to the left field corner. That's going to get to the Giants bullpen. Ritter will head to second with a stand-up double. And the Grizzlies, to see if they have a late magic in them. Second in for Fresno. As we bring up the catcher, Bryant Betancourt. Ritter has now reached base safely in 14 straight games. He has a hit in 13 of them. And he'll bring up the catcher, Bryant Betancourt, who had 2 hits and 2 RBI last night. So we'll see if the Grizzlies can get something going. We were talking about the scores in Major League Baseball prior to the commercial break. The Rockies lost 9-1. CJ Cron is 11th RBI of the season. But Arizona all over Colorado, 9-1. Let's go over to San Francisco. Here's the pitch from the left-hander Medina. And it is a called strike. And the count at 0-1. And when I'm looking at the schedule, I think San Francisco did not... I don't see them on the initial schedule of playing tonight. As that pitch is a high pop-up into shallow center field. Here comes the center fielder in Suarez making the catch. First out of the inning. So here comes the first baseman, Cole Stillwell. But I believe I'm looking at this right. So San Francisco off tonight. They're back in town tomorrow. They play San Diego. I believe that was right, yeah. Day off today for San Francisco, so they'll head to San Diego tomorrow. Here's Stillwell. He is 1-for-1 with a walk. Reached base both times. And that pitch is a high pop-up. It's going to drift into foul territory. And the count at 0-1. Other scores around Major League Baseball. Let's go around real quickly. Minnesota, Kansas City. The win for Minnesota, 8-6. Pablo Lopez the win. Lost to Jordan Lyles. Miami and Chicago. It was Miami. AJ Puck is now 3-0. They win 3-2. Toronto beat Seattle by a score of 3-2 as well. 41,000 people in Toronto tonight. Great crowd. As Stillwell goes and gets a new bat, he'll hustle back to the box. Boston and Cleveland, it was Shane Bieber getting the win. Cleveland beats Boston 5-2. Bieber now 2-1. Lost to Nick Pivetta. Saved to Emmanuel Classe, his ninth of the season. Atlanta beats the New York Mets 4-0. As that pitch is fouled, knows they're saying that he was out at the plate. No advancement. So it was a foul ball at the plate. So the count remains at 0-2. So Atlanta beats New York 4-0. Max Fried gets the win. The loss to Peterson. He's now 1-4. Tampa Bay stays hot. They beat the White Sox 3-2. Kendall Graveman the loss for Chicago. The Rangers and the Yankees played a close one, but it was Dane Dunning and the Rangers winning 5-2. The loss to Clark Schmidt. He's now 0-3. Here's the 0-2, and it's high, and the count now at 1-2. Houston lose to Philadelphia 3-1 in a rematch of the World Series this past year. Aaron Nola the win. The loss to Framber Valdez. Saved to Jose Alvarado is fifth. Milwaukee knocks off the Angels 2-1. Here's the pitch. That's a high pop-up that's going to drift towards left center or left field, and it's going to be caught by the shortstop in Velasquez. Two outs now as here comes the center fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. And then Oakland right now leads Cincinnati, or trails Cincinnati by a score of 8-5. And then the Dodgers lead the Cardinals 4-2, and that's in the fifth inning. So scores around the league. We had two rainouts as well, Washington and Pittsburgh, and Baltimore and Detroit. So those are scores around the league. Back here, 7-0 San Jose. They lead Fresno here in the bottom of the seventh. As Andrews Jr. now at the plate, runner at second with two outs. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies trying to put something together. And Andrews Jr. with four home runs to see if he can do something here. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. And the count now at 1-1. Good fastball there from Medina. High in the zone. Medina already back ready to go. San Jose's really kept a good pace tonight. As here's the pitch. And it's inside. And the count now at 2-1. Giants scored 3 in the first, 4 in the fourth. Kind of punched Fresno in the mouth earlier. See if the Grizzlies can retaliate. It is pro wrestling night on Sunday. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball to third. It's Gavello over to first, and that is the inning. The Grizzlies still no runs as we head the top of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night. And may the Force be with you.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. Yeah!
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. First pitch strike from Palermo to Suarez. We're in the top of the eighth inning. 7-0, the Giants lead the Grizzlies. Palermo back out for his second inning of work. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off and count at 0-2. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here comes the 0-2 from Palermo, and it's a chopper up the middle. It's going to be a tough play, and it's not made by the shortstop in Perez. It's a single, and Suarez now 3-for-4. 10th in now for San Jose. Here comes the DH, Carter Howell. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here's a pitch from Palermo. It's fouled off and the count at 0-1. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. Top of the eighth inning, 7-0 San Jose over Fresno. It's been all Giants tonight. That's a ground ball. Base hit up the middle. A single right there for Howell. He has now reached base twice. Up to second is Suarez. And the Giants just continue to hit. So the leadoff man for the Giants has reached an every inning but two. So 6 of 8. So 750%, so 75% of the time the Giants' leadoff hitter has reached base. A big factor tonight. Here's Diego Velasquez now. As that pitch is outside, the count of 1-0. We were talking a little bit earlier, and I know we're watching baseball, but the NFL draft is going on. And I know a lot of fans who are big football fans are wanting to know where everyone is going. As that pitch goes all the way to the backstop, it's a wild pitch. Howell up to second. Up to third is Suarez, and the Giants looking to add on here. No outs in the inning. It is 7-0. The Grizzlies are just going to play back here. Here comes the 2-0. As that ball is low, and the count at 3-0. And that's right, I just got a notification on Twitter about the Giants, and they are playing in Mexico City against the Padres. That's right, as that ball is low. No advancement as Velasquez will reach on the walk. I completely forgot about that. That's how busy we've been here. We completely forget that sometimes teams are playing in other cities. That's right. I actually read today that Gabe Kapler actually was trying to get to the ballpark, and there was a train and a bus issue, and so he decided to walk himself and go get some tacos, and he said the tacos were amazing. Probably not better than Fresno tacos, I can tell you that. Here's the pitch from Palermo. It's a called strike. The count at 0-1. So again, thank you for letting me know on that. So that's right, they did have a different day off, travel day today. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside and almost hits Zach Morgan, who has walked 4 times tonight. So count now 1-1 to him. So 1-1. And that pitch is inside. And the count now at 2-1. Seven nothing our score. San Jose leads Fresno. But anyway, so going back, again, thank you for letting me know about that. I completely forgot they were going to Mexico City, so that is swung on a miss. Count it 2-2. But the second round tonight started with cornerback Joey Porter Jr. from Penn State getting drafted by the Steelers. The all-Big Ten star, 6'3", 193 pounds, was drafted in the second round as that pitch is inside of Morgan, and the count now full 3-2. And then the big one, the wait is over for Will Levis, the quarterback from Kentucky. The Titans grabbed him at number 33 overall. He fell out of the first round. Levis was considered to be a possible first rounder as Morgan swings and misses on a high fastball. And he was disappointed on that one. He was looking for his fifth walk and he probably could have had if he laid off. Good pitch from Palermo. Fourth strikeout now for Palermo. First out of the inning as we'll bring up the left fielder Matt Higgins. Here comes the pitching coach Mark Brewer. Sam Laporta, the tight end out of Iowa, was drafted by the Lions, and that's a very, very good pick. It replaces TJ Hawkinson, who they traded last season. The all-Big Ten player is 6'3", 245 pounds. Doesn't score much, but 50 receptions for at least 600 yards each of his past two seasons, and a good blocker as well. Michael Mayer of Notre Dame, another tight end, was drafted by the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders at 35. And it could be the next iteration of Rob Gronkowski. That's kind of the comparison. 6'5", 249. He'll be welcomed by Josh Jacobs, Jimmy Garoppolo, Davante Adams. Be a nice job. And Darren Waller now not with the Raiders, with the Giants. So a big, big draft pick right there for the Raiders. So that's a called strike to Higgins. And counted 0-1. Higgins, two singles and a walk tonight. 2-for-3 overall. Here's the 0-1. And that is high in the count at 1-1. The Seahawks went defense. They went Derek Hall from Auburn with a 37th pick. And then at 38, it was Matthew Bergeron from Syracuse, the all-lineman for Atlanta. Here's the pitch. And it's a line drive base hit to right field. That will score one. Here comes the second run. And just like that, the Giants now lead 9-0. Matt Higgins brings in two with an two RBI single. He's got three RBIs tonight now. Velasquez to second. Howell scores. Suarez scores. 3rd hit this inning. And it's now 9-0 San Jose and Fresno. This is a deep hole for them with two innings left in this one. Here comes the second baseman, Jose Ramos. Here's the pitch. It's high, and the count at 1-0. There is action now in the Grizzlies' bullpen. It's the left-hander, Carson Skipper. And we just said Auburn for Derek Hall. Well, that is where Carson Skipper went to school, as that pitch is low. The count at 2-0. Jonathan Mingo, the wide receiver from Mississippi, to the Carolina Panthers at 39, who took Bryce Young, number one overall. The Mississippi product is going to follow a great long group of receivers. DK Metcalf, the most recent one from who now plays in the Seahawks system. But Jonathan Mingo now will head over there. That's a called strike. The count now at 2-2. Good fastball there from Palermo. The Saints went defense. Isaiah Foskey from Notre Dame, 6'5", 264 pounds. And then probably my favorite pick of the second round was at number 41 by the Cardinals, as that is called strike three. Down goes Ramos. Fifth strikeout for Palermo. Ramos now 0-for-4. And I believe that he just got thrown out. I look down for a half second, all of a sudden I hear the crowd roar, and I believe Ramos was just ejected right there. And here comes Steve Solis. We'll have a new pitcher. All right, lots of chaos. We'll be back right after this. I'll tell you also who the Cardinals drafted at number 41 overall. We'll be back, Grizzlies baseball, right after this.
Of the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansi Park. Carson Skipper now taking on Thomas Covello. The count at 0-1. Two outs now, as that's a line drive foul. The count at 0-2. To Covello. Carson Skipper. So Jose Ramos, the Giants second baseman, ejected. We'll have a new second baseman for San Jose in the next half inning. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled off. So the count remains at 0-2 to Covello. Two outs, runners at first and second. 9-0 San Jose here in the eighth inning. It's been all Giants. It's been a tough game for Fresno. Only two hits for them. Here's the pitch, and it is low. And the count now at 1-2. The Grizzlies, seven losses this year, and six of their seven losses have been by just one or two runs. Here comes the pitch from Skipper, and it's a check swing. He did not go around. Now, before the commercial break, I was talking about the NFL draft, and I was going to end this here. My favorite pick of the second round happened at number 41 by the Arizona Cardinals. It was the outside linebacker and defensive end, B.J. Ojulari from LSU, who I think is one of the biggest steals so far in this draft. That's a high pop-up. It's going to be drifting to right field. Who's it going to be? It's going to be the right fielder, Martin, calling off Ritter. And that will end the inning. Giants score two more runs. The Grizzlies, let's see if they have some kind of comeback in them. We have the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. And stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota Truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chukchansi Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chukchansi Park ticket office. Yeah!
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. And Tyler's amazing balancing act, I think, just did the coolest thing I've ever seen right there. He just balanced a stepladder. No. That was a real ladder. That wasn't a stepladder. That was a real ladder. Oh, my goodness. Robbie Markton will lead things off for Fresno here in the bottom of the eighth. That's a called strike from the left-hander in Medina. 9-0 San Jose, they lead here at Chancy Park in downtown Fresno. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. The count at 0-2. Dylan Rosario replaces second baseman Jose Ramos. He'll bat fifth, playing second base. Rosario now enters for Ramos, who was ejected in the last inning. That's a swing and a miss, and Martin down on strikes. First strikeout for Medina, as he'll bring up the left fielder in Parker Kelly, and it's been a quiet night for Fresno. No runs on two hits. While San Jose, 9 runs on 12 hits. As the Grizzlies, 6-game home winning streak is in big jeopardy right now. Here's the pitch. And it's outside. The count of 1-0. So the Grizzlies trying to get back into this one. Here comes the pitch from Medina. It's fouled off. It's Chuck Chancey's $600,000 Cruising Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale is tonight on April 28th where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. And here in the bottom of the eighth, we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. That ball is high to Kelly. The count now at 3-0. Here's the pitch, and it is low, 4, and Kelly reaches a 1-out walk. And we'll see if that sparks something. 4 walks now from San Jose pitching. They've only given up 2 hits, though, and the Grizzlies, let's see if Gene Perez can get something going. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. So count at 1. As Perez ground ball, this could be 2, 5, 4, 3, and the Giants turn their third double play of the night. We had the ninth, the Grizzlies trail the Giants by 9-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chancy Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night. And may the Force be with you.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park. It's Don Julio and 21 Seats presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down on Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to
Don't miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise that tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. Yeah!
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the ninth inning, 9-0 San Jose. Carson Skipper back out for his next inning of work. It's Chuck Chansey's $600,000 Cruising Camaro giveaway. Play and earn, drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. The grand finale is tonight where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. I can't wait to find out who wins that new, brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. As Skipper's pitch is high and away in the count at 2-0. Carson Skipper, second batter he's faced since entering the contest. 9-0 San Jose. Here's the pitch. And it's swung on and missed. The count now had 2 balls and a strike. As Skipper comes set around the belt, here's the pitch, and it's fouled off, and the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skipper looks in against Tanner Otrembo, who's 0 for 4 tonight. Here's the pitch, and it is a ball, and Bencourt, good block there, and the count now at 2-2. The Giants lead 9-0. The Grizzlies, of their 7 losses, lost by a combined 12 runs. And so 9 tonight, this would be a big dent to their season in terms of the scoring difference. As that's down, and that will go all the way to the outfield grass. That is going to be possibly a leadoff double. Andrews Jr. sliding on that plate and catch it. I couldn't tell. The umpires didn't really give a signal from the beginning. But Tremba reaches. And it's a double from the official score. 13 hits now for San Jose as we'll bring up the first baseman, Andrew Cachel. Cachel's a single and a run. He's reached base twice as that pitch is outside. The count is at 1 ball, no strikes. Carson Skipper is 6'2", 211 pounds. 23 years old from Birmingham, Alabama. Went to Auburn. He was drafted in the 11th round in 2022. As that's a fly ball to right field. That's going to get down. It is now 10-0 San Jose. That ball up against the wall. It's an RBI double for Cachel. And things just did not go well for Fresno tonight. As Cachel reaches there. So you can hear the crowd trying to get going here. But it's an RBI double for Cachel. It's now 10-0. And here comes Alexander Suarez. And it's been all Giants from the get-go tonight. They scored 3 runs in the first, and they have not looked back. This is Fresno's biggest deficit this season by far, as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 0-1. For Fresno this year, they have had 6 losses with 1 or 2 runs. Their biggest deficit loss this year, 4 runs. And that came in Rancho Cucamonga as that pitch is fouled off. That was last Saturday, 7-3. In that game, they gave up a couple runs early. But 10-0, and right now this is actually, that's a fly ball to left field, and it's going to be caught by the left fielder in Kelly for the first out. I'm going to bring up the DH in Carter Howell. But this 10-run margin currently is the widest margin of possible victory that San Jose had on September 14th, 2021. And they're 2 away from their most runs in a game against Fresno. That's a strike to Howell, the count at 0-1. Fresno's won 3 straight against San Jose, but a tough one right now as that is swung on a miss, the count at 0-2. We'll see if the Grizzlies have something up their sleeves in the ninth inning. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. No, it's going to be blocked by Bencourt. Down to first for the strikeout. So Skipper picks up the strikeout. Goes 2-3 on the put-out. So now two outs with a runner at second. And here comes Diego Velasquez, who's been all over the place tonight. Two hits, a couple RBIs. He's reached base three times. Here's the pitch from Skipper, and it is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Tough night for right-hander Jordy Vargas, who's a very good pitcher in the Rockies system. The number 13 overall prospect got lit up tonight. Not his best outing, I could tell you that. The Grizzlies, if the opponents score first, are 3-7 right now as that pitch is fouled off towards the third baseline. Jeremy Canuck's dad, the manager, did a little bit of a two-step to get out of the way. The count of 1-2. As Skipper looks to get out of the inning without any more runs. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. Right on that ball. As Velasquez taking a big cut there. Velasquez, he is also 19 years old. Be 20 in October. Here's the 1-2. Ground ball up the middle, base hit. They're going to wave in the run. Andrews Jr. double clutch. The throw of the plate is not in time. San Jose leads 11-0. Velasquez stays hot. He's got three hits tonight. He's reached base four times. Coming in to score is Cachel. And the Giants have now their biggest, widest margin of lead against the Grizzlies in their three-year history. So with two outs, here's Zach Morgan. And that is fouled off in the count at 0-1. Morgan, four walks, but he's 0-1 tonight. As the Grizzlies trying to find something, it just has not gone their way. Everything has gone San Jose's way. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-1. The Grizzlies have finished a three double plays tonight. And they are three batters over the minimum San Jose's pitching. Only two hits and four walks for the Grizzlies tonight. Six total base runners is not going to do the job. And the pitching had a rough one. 11-0 here in the ninth inning. Modesto leads Stockton 8-7 in the bottom of the sixth. That game has gotten out of control. Here's the pitch, and that is a high pop-up. It's going to drift foul. Lake Elsinore gets the job done in Visalia. Rancho Cucamonga finishes off Inland Empire, so both teams continue to win on their end of things. And for Fresno right now, they can just hope that Modesto loses tonight to Stockton and we'll be back to a three-way tie possibly for first place. Here's the pitch, and that is in the dirt. And count now 2-2 from Skipper. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's a high pop-up, and it's going to be the pitcher Skipper, and I think he wants to do it himself. No, he'll let the third baseman, Gene Perez, make the catch. Grizzlies trail by 11. We head to the bottom of the ninth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Stream, guys, and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Those wheels.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right?
right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly.
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chest.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. 11-0 San Jose leads Fresno. Esmerlin Vinicio replaces Nomar Medina. The left-hander Medina, four scoreless innings, allowing two hits and one walk. He struck out one. So here's now the new left-hander in Esmerlin Vinicio. Vinicio's been seen plenty by the Grizzlies over the past couple of seasons. Was a starter last year, now in the bullpen. Hard-throwing left-hander. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball by Perez. And that will be 4-3 on the putout for the first out. Here comes the DH, Luis Mendez. Mendez 0-2. The Grizzlies have been quiet tonight, but stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. The Grizzlies look to get back on the right track. If this game holds, this will be the biggest margin of victory that the Grizzlies have faced, unfortunately, against these Giants over their three seasons. It's not a stat you want to hear, but it's been all Giants tonight. Now, the Grizzlies beat the Giants by 15 last year for the widest margin of victory when the Grizzlies scored 20 runs. So, trust me, you know, baseball happens. This is what happens sometimes, and you have days where nothing goes your way, and these are one of those. Here comes the 1-1. It's inside. The count now at 2-1 as Mendez got out of the way. It was actually a good breaking ball from Vinicio. Here comes the pitch, and it's a ground ball to this shortstop. Velasquez over to first for the out. 6-3 on the put out as here comes the second baseman, Ryan Ritter. And the Grizzlies are an out away, and this has been a tough one for them. We'll see what they can do here. Ritter doubled his last at-bat. Here's the pitch from Vinicio. It's outside, and the count at 1-0. So one ball, no strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch, and it is low, and the count now at 2-0 to Ryan Ritter. Good crowd on hand. Unfortunately, tough one for the Grizzlies. Halfway to Halloween, and it was a scary good game for San Jose. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, and the count now at 3-0. It's Ritter trying to work the walk. The Grizzlies looking for, or the Giants looking for a shutout win over the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch, and it's called a strike, and the count at 3-1. From the lefty and Vinicio. No one loosening either bullpen as the Grizzlies are down to their last out. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, ball four. There is some life for Fresno. Ritter reaches on the walk. Fifth walk now, as we'll bring up the catcher, Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt 0-3. As he'll try to continue his little good series that he's had. Betancourt a couple hits and both games so far he's appeared in. Here's the pitch, and it's inside in the count of 1-0. A lot of movement from Vinicio. A good left-hander. Currently sporting a 5.19 ERA. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball. This is going to be Rosario over to first, and the Giants beat the Grizzlies 11-0 tonight. Biggest win for the Giants against the Grizzlies in their short little team history against one another. All right, we'll be back after this with the postgame show. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FrederickGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights of the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 12th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 12th for Star Wars Night. And may the Force be with you. Calling all droids.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Our final score tonight, the Giants beat the Grizzlies 11-0. It was all San Jose from start to finish. Not much to talk about. San Jose improves to 11-8. Fresno drops to 11-8. For the Giants, 11 runs on 15 hits, 1 error. They left 10 on base. Fresno, no runs on 2 hits, 1 error. They left only 4 batters on base. So 10-4 on the left on that. The winning pitcher today is Nomar Medina. He is now 2-0. The loss to Jordy Vargas, he is 1-1. Time of the game, 2 hours and 20 minutes. In front of a paid crowd of 8,109, an outstanding Friday night crowd here at Chansey Park. Thanks for joining us for halfway to Halloween tonight. We had a giveaway for the Grizzlies tote bag giveaway. It was community outreach night. We had some little leagues in here. And now we are getting ready for some Friday night fireworks. That's a good way to end a really tough night for the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies allowed 3 runs in the first, 4 runs in the fourth, 2 runs in the eighth, and 2 runs in the ninth inning. Really a tough start. Jordy Vargas, 4 innings of work. He allowed 7 runs, 6 earned on 6 hits. He walked 6 batters as well. Did not strike out anybody. The bullpen was okay. Gabriel Rodriguez struck out 4 over 2 innings of work. Palermo struck out 5 over 1 and 2/3 innings. A.J. Andrews Jr. made 6 plays to start the game tonight in center field. But if we go through the box score, really everybody did some stuff for San Jose. It was Higgins, Matt Higgins, 3 hits, 4 RBIs. Diego Velasquez had 3 hits, 3 RBIs. Alexander Suarez had 2 runs on 3 hits. Cachel had 2 runs on 2 hits. There were no home runs in this game, only 2 doubles of the 15 hits for San Jose, but they found a way to bring everybody home. The Grizzlies, tough night on this one, and they'll just try to erase this one. The Giants, their biggest, widest margin of victory against the Grizzlies in their team history. And the Grizzlies, their worst loss this season by far. On top of it, too, the Grizzlies, their 12 total runs was their difference in their 7 combined losses and almost got matched tonight. So just a tough night for the Grizzlies overall. They dropped to 11-8, still tied for first place as they wait to see what happens in Stockton and Modesto. That game's 8-7 in the 7th. So that ends that one as we go to tomorrow, and the Grizzlies look to get back on track. They'll go to the right-hander in Connor Stain, 1-1 record, an 8.38 ERA for Stain. So Connor Stain gets the ball for Fresno, and he's countered by the right-hander Manuel Mercedes, no record, a 3.75 ERA. And Mercedes gets the ball, first time Fresno will see him this year, not the first time they have seen him overall. So it's the right-hander Connor Stain, a 1-1 record, an 8.38 ERA, and then Manuel Mercedes, no record, 3.75 ERA. 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Pregame show will start around 6:28 p.m. We have a great pregame guest. It's the Grizzlies hitting coach Trevor Burmeister, and it'll be a lot of fun to talk to Trevor Burmeister for that one. And tomorrow is Christian Fellowship Night. We have a special pregame concert by Christian rap star Tadashi. The concert will start at 5 p.m. in our Tulare Plaza. That's presented by Van G Logistics and Spirit Radio. And then Tyler's Amazing Balancing Act is back tomorrow. We'll see what else he balances. He balanced a ladder, a bat, and more tonight. So we'll see what he balances tomorrow. Tickets still available at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Ticket to the concert gets you the game and vice versa. All right, our final score tonight. The Grizzlies fall 11-0 to the Giants. The Grizzlies now at 11-8. The Giants are also at 11-8. The winning pitcher, Medina, the loss to Vargas, 2:20 time of game in front of a paid crowd of 8,109 here for halfway to Halloween. However you're listening tonight and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guys, Fresno Grizzlies, and the Valley Live app. FresnoGrizzlies.com, Stream Guys, and the Valley Live app. My name is Stephen Rice. And again, however you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in. Have a blessed rest of your Friday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for some more Grizzlies baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.